Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Ken Ned as my special expert guest. Dr. Ned is a practicing medical doctor, international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and highly sought-after expert on stress and happiness. Dr. Ned treats stress-related disorders in both one-to-one clinical as well as corporate settings. As president of the International Stress Control Center, Dr. Ned spends a great deal of time researching the physiological impact of happiness and stress. He treats patients from far and wide for anxiety, headache, pain, and stress disorders. In addition to medicine, Dr. Ned shares his care, compassion, and inspiring messages with audiences worldwide as a corporate keynote speaker. He began public speaking at age 16, and throughout his career has engaged audiences across North America, Europe, and the Caribbean. Dr. Ned is the author of the bestsellers Power Over Stress and The Time to Be Happy Is Now. Good morning, Dr. Ned, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey, and thank you for having me here.
I'm ready to get happy. So yes, I'm so excited about this interview, Dr. Ned. So excited. Yeah. Thank you so much for making the time. Now, I know our listeners are going to love this interview, but first what we do is sort of get to know you a little bit less formally. And we know you're a doctor and you're an expert, but what about your personal life? Can you tell us where you were born, how you were raised, some of the philosophy of your lifestyle, and maybe why you eventually decided to pursue a career in medicine?
Okay, I'm a Caribbean man. I was born in a little island, exotic island, which none of your listeners might have heard of. The island is Barbuda. It's exotic. That's where the royal family would go for vacation. So it's very secluded. And when I was growing up there, you know, I have an innate thing. Even when I was about six, I just developed an inner passion to heal people, as it were, to in medicine. The interest was in medicine, and I always said I wanted to relate to patients in the early part of my life, and later on I would transfer that knowledge and start writing, and this was from very early. And one of the things that really got me into practicing medicine more like you do, in a sort of preventative sense, using the holistic approach, is the fact that when I was in Little Barbuda, here was this message that came over the telegram that said to my mother that her favorite sister had passed. And suddenly my mother, who was very well, became very sick, and she was in bed, and we thought that she was going to die. She was actually dehydrated to the point of cellular dysfunction. And then the message came back saying that her favorite sister, who was to pass, is now arrived. So the message was read wrongly. He should have said that she was going to pass by and not passed away. And when she got the correct message, immediately the cells of the body revived, and the happiness in her face was transferred to the cells, and she became very, very well, and you know the rest. So from that little incident, it became obvious to me that the health of the body is impacted severely and significantly by the level of happiness and how we handle the events and situations in our lives. That's the big thing about me. And I'm so excited that we've got this kind of power. I'm excited that I get to work, Corey, in an area where I get to witness day after day in medicine the amazing triumph of the psychophysiological system over bad news, over disease, over divorce, over all the vicissitudes of life. So I glory in that. I feel really happy that I'm in this area. And that would be my response to who I am.
What an amazing response. I've had the same kind, not exactly, but similar kinds of experiences where I saw what happened, I couldn't believe it, but I had to believe it, and then it has this impact, and wow, that is just so great. Now, you're the president of the International Stress Control Center. Can you tell us about that and its purpose, please?
Well, the International Stress Control Center is a group of doctors, and we are devoted, you know, medically as well as otherwise, but I lead the stress part, and we are devoted to helping individuals and companies get power over stress, power over this life. So, for example, some of your listeners, students, whoever, will have difficulties in their lives, and they would probably contact our system, and we would help them because we believe that there's something that you can do in your body with, you know, the gifts that you have to really heal the body. So we're sort of steering medicine in that direction to add this component that, hey, if you're depressed, hey, if you're feeling anxious, hey, if you've got an exam coming up, hey, if your relationship looks as if it's going on the rocks, hey, it's not that the end. You've got the power to do certain things, and we share exercises, not just information. We believe in transformation, metamorphosis. We believe in changing, you know, and taking control of our body. So we tend to be very sort of proactive in preventing disease and very active in helping people by using the outer actions of their body to change the inner signals of the cells and of the mind. That's what the International Stress Control Center is all about, and we believe in happiness and its impact on physiology. So we talk about that. What's the impact of stress? We don't just say, you know, stress is something that makes you anxious and tense. Stress is something that, ooh, I'm stressed. No, we give you the information of how stress can affect the pumping of the heart, how it can cause inhomogeneity in the impulses, the way the heart closes and opens. And we go to that extent and show people how to reverse that. And therein lies the joy.
Well, happiness is certainly something that I have had in my mind. I wanted to understand it at a very young age. And so I read the complete works of Aristotle. He talked about...
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I'm trained in Greek philosophy, pre-postmodern, very, you know, the philosophers had a lot to say about the meaning of life, its purpose, and happiness always seemed to come through that. And so when I met you...
Oh, you're a rich man. Go ahead.
This is why I'm so attracted to your work, because I've seen a lot of unhappy people. You know, I've got children that have experienced unhappiness or depression, or their friends have committed suicide. And so I'm thinking, what is it about life and reality and humanity that gets in the way of experiencing this happiness? And I've lived in the States for half my life. And of course, I've read the American Declaration of Independence, and it talks about happiness as an unalienable right. And so we have the right to be happy. But in my own life, I found that it's not something that I necessarily pursue in and of itself, because you can't hold happiness in your hand. It's the achievement of goals. So I just want to get your own particular insight of what it takes to be happy. Do you think it's something that we chase, or is it something that chases us and then we become happy as a consequence of experiencing joy in our life?
Yeah, many philosophers talk about happiness, and unhappiness comes from chasing happiness. So I believe, like Voltaire, the philosopher, that happiness is where you are. Happiness has to do with the way you use your resources, which basically is your mind. And happiness is a choice, you know. So I put the responsibility, if you like, for happiness right where you are. You don't go and look for it because, you know, as you know, having traveled so much, you know that there are poor countries that are very, very happy. I do work with prime ministers, for example, and a prime minister said the other day, oh, the economy is doing well. Wow, we're doing well. And then he almost cried. He said, but my people are not happy. So, you see, the outer circumstances don't necessarily dictate happiness. So, what is happiness to me? Happiness, it's very difficult to define. I tend to focus on its impact on physiology because a large study spanning 50 years, Corey, 50 years, found that longevity and health was associated with three factors. And as you know, the first one is passion, conscientiousness. If you're conscious of what you're doing and you really pursue your goal as a student or as a person, that's going to affect your longevity. The second is activity, I guess, exercise, like you're an exercise, what should I say, freak or decent word.
Okay. I love it.
And the third thing is, so the first is conscientiousness, the second is activity, and the third is mastery of your emotions, happiness. And that's what happiness is to me. Happiness is the ability to use your mind. It comes from the way you decide to process things. And if you, for example, can I tell you some of the impact of happiness that I found on patients?
Please.
Okay. So, for example, we have found that, as Voltaire says, that the single most important factor that's going to determine how long you will live is how happy you are. So it's really significant. And we found that, I think it was Stanford University, yes, did a study, and they showed that by simply deciding to be happy and to laugh a lot, they decided that 100 bouts of laughter in any situation is equivalent to 10 minutes or 15 minutes on an exercise bike. So you see, by just laughing, you're doing a lot. Happiness can actually correlate to maybe 50 milligrams of deciliter of the decrease in cholesterol. And I'll give you another statistic. This just blows me away. Are you ready for this one? I hope your listeners are, because
I'm sitting down.
Really important. Did you know that by simply deciding that you were going to adopt the thoughts, the attitudes, and the actions of a happy person, if I were happy, how would I act? How would I feel, sort of thing. By simply doing that, you will raise your IgA, your IgM, and IgA is not a store. IgA is immunoglobulin A, which is the first line of defense against the flu, against disease, against cancer. So by simply deciding, to heck with my husband, wife who wants to divorce me or whatever the problem is. The doctor gave me a bad report, but to heck with that. Or it might be my spouse is giving me a hard time, but to heck with that. I am going to be happy today. Do you know what you've just done? You're rising your IgA, immunoglobulin A, IgM, immunoglobulin G, M and G, and natural killer cells and cytokines, and all the armies that the immune system uses to fight cancer and to fight disease will be elevated in your blood, so that you will fight disease more. I tell you, you run a twofold risk of dying if you harbor depressive tendencies. So you can just decide. Happiness, they say, is a decision. And I believe that. So that's one of the things that happens when you are happy. And one other quick thing. I often talk about something called microRNA. MicroRNA are simple little molecules that circulate in the blood. And as they circulate in the blood, they combat depression, they combat negative physiological states in the body. And by where do you get microRNA? MicroRNA you get from just the decision that you're going to be happy. So your boss says you're fired. You say, okay, great. Let me see. What can I do now? I can handle that. And you happily go and do the whatever you want to do. So by deciding to be happy, you have an actual, you have actual physiological correlates. So I hope that I'm encouraging you to adopt a happy attitude in your life today more than you have ever done. I'm so excited about happiness. You know, I'm so excited. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
I love it.
Take it away.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful. You know, I love anybody who's into something, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It seems to be the salvation of a human being. I don't care what it is. If they're into airplanes, if they're into studying insects, if they're into weaving baskets, but they're really good at it, and they love it, and they find joy in it. That is what separates to me. The difference.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like you look at people that aren't doing anything, Dr. Ned,
right,
and they're dead in the water, and they've found a stalemate within themselves. Then you talk to them, and there's no response. They're like a bump on a log, and you want so much to shake them, to lift them up, and to make them happy. And so can you talk about this challenge? You've got a spouse or a daughter or a friend who's depressed and unhappy, and yet you're filled with happiness. How do you motivate them or trick them into finding happiness themselves?
This is so important. One of the things that might work in some cases is to have them recognize, as Voltaire again, my favorite philosopher, he said that the function of a physician is not to heal the patient. Nah, nature does the healing. The function of a real good physician is to amuse the patient, you see. So we try to make patients happy. So that's what I do. When somebody comes to me and is depressed, I use the CBT where we tell people to just pretend that you are happy. Just act. Put your shoulders down. We put them in a posture that would make them happy. For example, if it's my daughter who is sad or so, and I know she likes to go to a particular restaurant, I'd say, yeah, you are so wonderful. And she's in the bouts of depression and attacking you and that. So you are so wonderful. I want to celebrate with you and take you and your best friend to this beautiful restaurant, which I know she likes. And I'd say, wow, no, watch your shoulders. You know, I want you to give me your best posture. Because by changing the outer actions of your body, Corey, isn't wonderful? You can alter the inner signals of your mind. So anything you can do to get the person to act as if they're happy, to get the person to produce the demeanor of happiness, they are attracting happiness, you see. Because when you are happy, Corey, you're not just happy. Nah, that's not what happens. When you are happy, you are actually changing the chemicals of the body. There's a peptide that represents every sort of mood, if you like, every emotion. So you can actually produce those emotions in a person, and there's certain things you can do. And we tell people how to do that. We tell them sort of actions of the body down to the signals of the mind. How do you produce happiness? Just to give you one quick clue, one thing that you can do quite apart from, I've given you one, which is to act happy, to assume the role of the happy person. The other thing that you can do is to begin to act with the happiness of other people in mind. If, for example, you're feeling miserable right now, do you know one of, and you really want to feel good? Look at somebody who is truly miserable and try and help them. So this attitude of altruism, the idea of giving, and the idea of hugging, the idea of empathy, putting yourself in someone else's place, actually will boost your oxytocin in your body. And when that is boosted, you get a sense of happiness and joy and bonding with the beings of the world. I don't want to go on, but that's the way I feel about happiness. So happiness is not just a thing that you can enjoy. When it is sustained, it gives you long life, and it is something that you can use as almost a regimen for healing people. And it's great in business too, you know. It helps you make money. For those people who are listening who want to make a lot of money, be happy. Happiness is where you are. Bring that to you and associate happiness to yourself and try and give it away. Make people happy. According to Melanie Brown, behave with the happiness of other people in mind. And I tell you quickly, can I tell you something else about Peter Drucker? Peter Drucker said that the foremost task of any manager, and he was the guru of management, the foremost task is to make the people happy first, to orchestrate your own energy, and then you sort of regulate the energy of the people around you, the energy, the happiness. And there was a quick story that I want to tell you about a guy. His name is Robert Townsend. What a guy. He took a company dead in the red, about to go really totally bankrupt. And he took that company, and he made such a fast turnaround that other business people from England, from other places, came to see what did he do. And he said what he really did was he got out of the way of the energy of the people. He tried to stimulate their happiness and their energy, and that was how he was able to turn the company around. So if you can get people so that they can whistle on their way to class, whistle on their way to home, whistle on their way to work, they're so happy, wow, the world would change. And you and I, Corey, can do that, because it only takes a small number of people to change the world. Let's create a happy world. That's what this is about.
Amen. Oh my goodness, that is such a good word, Dr. Ned. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, I want to talk about the profession of sitting. We have students sitting for hours taking in lectures. We have professional IT architects who sit all day long in front of a computer. We have pilots who sit in airplanes. Can you talk about the relationship between sitting and doing nothing physically and how it affects the brain and how it would ultimately change the brain or change our state if we were to move on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking quite apart from regular exercise. Now, in these people, probably more so, it is important that they do a physical exercise, have a period of exercise. Because when you have a period of exercise, what is happening is that it's like beating your head against the wall as you run. And when you stop, it feels so good. Because when you're exercising, there is hyperemia. There's lots of blood in all the muscles of the body, okay? Like that, lots of blood. And then when you when that is happening and you're exercising, the major organs, the vital organs of the body, are robbed of oxygen. You know, they have to learn to subsist on a little bit of oxygen. And when you stop exercising, it is so good. The whole organs now, all the organs are flooded with lots of oxygen, and you go through the day good. And those people tend to get up. Even if you're sitting, they will tend to get up because they feel more active. It's as if the cells are more in touch with the brain. So that's one of the benefits of exercising, is that it floods you with oxygen. When you are sitting, what I do in my practice, I teach patients to change their visual and also their physical demeanor, their physical action every 20 minutes or so. Get up, look out of the window, do something. It's important to change if you can. I don't know if a pilot can move his legs, or I don't know. I have not done in that way. I have only done stress audits for pilots. But I believe that they can. And whatever work that you can do, it is important to change your visual focus and your physical focus quite often, because this will impact the way the cells of the body work. Corey, what's really significant here? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we have, 50, 60 trillion cells in the body, and they need three things. They need one, the first thing the cells need, they really need oxygen, and oxygen comes from moving. Number two, one of the places it comes from. Number two, the cells of the body needs nutrients, and you know about that. You teach your students that a good nutrition. But the third thing is for them to get rid, to eliminate, to detox, to get rid of the waste. Those are the three basic needs of cells. And when you sit for a long time, those sort of, you're going against that. So you have to be able to incorporate movement as you incorporate in your brain the idea of being happy and being helpful and giving and contributing. So if you incorporate those two, you will probably, even if you have a job that calls for you to sit, you'll probably do well. And remember, get up every 20 minutes if you can. Change your focus a lot, and that will help as well.
Yes, that's marvelous advice, and thank you so much for that. I know that's going to affect a lot of people, because we all need to be reminded of the facts. Now, let's get to your website. Can you tell us what your website address is, and when we go there, what will we find?
Okay, I have a website called drned.com, drned.com, and you can get some free lectures, and you can sign up there for my weekly happiness tips, happiness report. Like, we have a happiness report, and we have other things that you can look at. And I have a weekly stress class online where I give the best information, hopefully, on the planet, because I have librarians who kindly send me. They are devoted to sending me the best research every single day possible so that I keep up to date. And so stressclassonline.com. You can join my weekly class. It's not long. It's only about 25 minutes. And you learn a lot about how to beat stress, how to become happy, and how to live a more fulfilling and exciting life. Stress Class Online, every Tuesday.com, and PowerOverStress.com. So you get a free stress class, and if you go to PowerOverStress.com, PowerOverStress.com, you will get many, many free tools that will help you to live an exciting, positive, optimistic life that will beat the rigors of stress. Those are the three things: drned.com, poweroverstress.com, and Stress Class Online. And we devote ourselves to being quick. As you know, my thing is 1 minute. I have 1 minute with Dr. Ken Ned. So it's very quick, because we're busy today. And that's how I try to help.
Yes. Thank you so much. So everyone listening, let's get to that website, drned.com. I'm going to sign up for the newsletter. I know Tracy will, so let's follow suit on that. Check out the books by Dr. Ned. I haven't read them. I want to read them. They look exceptional. The Time to Be Happy is Now. And what is the title of your other
Power
book?
Power Over Stress. That one is a bestseller, and it's a textbook in New York University. So it's a good book, good Christmas present coming up. It's The Power Over Stress, and The Time to Be Happy is Now.
Yes. Wonderful. And isn't that a marvelous achievement to have your book as a text in a university? Congratulations on that achievement, Dr. Ned.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our time is gone, and I just want to, again, thank you so much for the time, for the advice, the insight. The little piece of happiness that you've shared with me will now flourish and take root deep inside every one of those 60, 80, 100 trillion cells, and then I'll share the words, the insight. Thank you so much. Can I ask you just for a final parting comment that will permeate into the minds of everyone listening and that will help raise them up to the position in their life where they should be if they're not there yet?
Yeah. I want you to recognize that happiness is the key to life. Happiness is relevant. So as you get up in the morning and you're rushing out, remember, keep saying that to me. Say it with me right now. Happiness is relevant. Happiness is relevant so that it will be at the top of the mind. And one way to always bring happiness to you is to give. So go to study. And as you're studying for your exam or go to work, as you're working to achieve, have in your mind, how can I help other people? And that is happiness, because we're made for each other. We're made for community. So happiness is relevant. And remember, giving makes you happy.
Happiness is relevant. Dr. Ned is a practicing medical doctor, international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and highly sought-after expert on stress and happiness. Dr. Ned, thank you so much for the work that you've done, that you are doing, and that you will do. We really appreciate it and value your existence on this planet.
Thank you so much. That's a high comment. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that so much. And I hope that I've given some value here so that people will take action, because to know and not to act is not to know at all. So take a little piece of what we discussed and just go put it in practice today.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.